entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey, everybody, it is time for Go Yard, and I'm Mama Mac, and with me is my wonderful co-host for the last year and a half, Dr. Angel Falzoni, the amazing, the fantastic, the very knowledgeable and wise. Wise Dr. Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, full of credentials, and just got your dissertation approved, correct?
Yeah, it's published, so
it is published, and that's very exciting. That's an applause, Bobby. We need an applause. He's looking
for
it.
Way.
All right, it's on its way. Just got her dissertation published.
Yes.
For her PhD. All right, it's coming. Come on, applause. There we go. We're very proud of you, Dr. Angel, and we are so blessed to have you as co-host of this show because, you know, for the last year and a half that we've been doing this, you and I both have grown professionally as a result of all the topics we tackle.
And we've tackled some big ones.
And we've tackled some doozies, and we will continue to do that. A very first series we ever did in September of 2014 when we went on the air was on domestic violence, and it was all over the news at that point, wasn't it?
It really was. So, you know, we started big, and we kept it strong.
We have. And the month of April, we just did a four-part series all about addiction. It's all on the website here at tantalk1340.com. Go to podcast, go to living, or I'm sorry, wrong show. That's my Sunday show. Go to Go Yard, and all those shows are right there. And at the end of this month, those will go on our website. So actually, in another week or so, they'll go on goyard2014.org. So anyway, people can access the old shows. And I hear people telling me, I went back and I listened to this and to that. And it's really good that we have this technical ability to be able to store these, save them, store them. It's great, isn't it?
It's amazing. And they're wonderful tools.
Right.
And they're a great resource.
Yes.
And so when we bring up a topic, you know, they just kind of come with life and circumstances, and it may not be applying to you today.
Right.
But in 6 months from now or a year from now, you might be, oh my goodness, I heard. Go back and listen.
Yes.
And, you know, because when it applies to us, we really listen.
We really listen then, yes. And if you catch one of the shows and you think, man, that would help my friend, let people know how to access. We are not just live in the Tampa Bay area every Thursday night, which we are live right now in the studio, but we are also every weekend, our show is played twice, Saturday and Sunday at noon Eastern on StarComRadioNetwork.com. Four words. Grab a pencil. I'll tell them to you again. Easy to do it. Great reception. And it's Saturday and Sunday noon, 12 noon Eastern time. And that is StarComRadioNetwork.com. What a joy. We've been doing that well over a year,
yes,
with StarCom, and they've been great to put our shows out there. And so it's just another way for people to hear and to get acquainted. And actually, StarCom is in 36 cities across America and in several countries.
Yes.
So if you are listening through StarCom or you're listening live in Tampa Bay tonight, welcome. We're glad you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a little line to goyard2014@gmail.com or use our text number, 727-888-4171, during the show or anytime, 24/7, 365. That number one more time, 727-888-4171. Doctor, some people may want to weigh in tonight on this show. We're going to tell the topic in just a moment. And if they do, they can just call in. Bobby will answer the phone, patch you right through here into the studio live with us. That number live is 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. I think I've got all the housekeeping taken care of.
Woo, has a lot.
There is. Yes. Thank you. We're on Facebook too, aren't we?
We are.
Go us there.
Go like us on Facebook. That's Goyard 1340.
Goyard 1340. All right. So, yeah, check that out. Doctor, after this series that we just did 4 weeks, it was kind of heavy, and we both talked about we wanted to do something a little lighter or something a little more positive, even though I think these 4 weeks on addiction were excellent, and our listeners should go listen to them. There's a lot of wisdom there. You're incredible what you bring to the table here. Nice table, isn't it? Anyway, okay, so back to our topic for tonight. It's about
enjoying relationships.
Enjoying relationships.
You know, so often, oh, here we go.
All right. Boy, there's a lot of people here in the studio applauding, aren't they?
Totally packed.
Wow,
tonight.
It's packed. Yeah.
You know, so often we talk about the problems. They're easy to identify.
Yes.
We focus on the negative or the things that are going wrong with relationships.
Right.
And so tonight we want to just focus on how we enjoy our relationships
Absolutely.
In our life.
Absolutely. Yes. Because we are blessed. It's a blessing to have people in our lives, family, friends, coworkers, people we go to church with, or people that, you know, we've known since grade school, you know?
Significant others, and we are filled with relationships. You know, life is really about the relationships, the connections we make.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so important to have those for, you know, a long term and to get the benefits, the blessings out of them. You know, growing up, my sisters and I, we lived in Central America. Our parents were missionaries. So we moved from like one country to another, et cetera. And so by the time I got to back to the States, I was 16 and I was thrown into a high school in Marion, Indiana. And I did not grow up with any of those kids. None of them. I didn't know them. My friends were back in Guatemala and spoke Spanish, you know? So it was very difficult for me the first year I was back in the States, and just because to make friends, because mm-hmm. I didn't have any of that lifelong connection with some, and a lot of these kids had known each other since grade school, junior high. Talk to me about those lifelong connections.
You know, lifelong connections can be really wonderful because they're the people that have walked all the seasons of our life. They've known us since we were, you know, kids or a lot younger, and they've seen
right.
our highs and our lows and our triumphs and all the things that we've gone through.
Right.
So those can be amazing relationships.
Yes.
Because there's that connection. And
right.
you know, when you're hanging out with a lifelong friend and you can reminisce, and there's a lot to reminisce, and they're happy things, you know, when you're
yes.
sitting there talking, oh, remember when we, you know, the silly
yeah.
thing you did in middle school or high school or grade school,
right.
and those are joyful moments.
Right. Yes, those are. And so a lot of people and a lot of our listeners have those lifelong connections. Some people may have lost those. You know, I got a notice this summer or about a I won't say what year, a high school reunion going to happen.
Was it your 10th year reunion?
Oh, yeah, doctor. Yeah. That's how come I have my 11th grandchild on the way. Yeah, it's my 10th year from high school. Yeah. But anyway, we will. Bobby's hot with the buttons tonight. And so, but you know what? When I thought about going, I thought, you know what? I had a class in Muncie Central High School in Indiana, 600 and some people. I didn't know a lot of people. I had a little group I knew, and I've lost contact, frankly, through the years. I mean, I've been out of Indiana for 25 years. So I just have not kept those lifelong relationships up. So is there value, Doctor, in keeping some of those up?
There is absolute value. Those can be some of the most treasured relationships we have.
Right.
And they can bring us a lot of joy.
Right.
And give us a lot of great memories. You know, it's funny because we're spring cleaning. So I had my little guy cleaning out one of our closets that's become the
catch-all.
Our
little guy is
my
one
little
of your
guy,
children.
Who is 14, cleaning out one of the closets.
Who isn't
that
little.
Has become the catch-all. And in this, he found this box. And in the box, I have, like, journals and notes that I used to write my friends back in middle school and high school.
Oh, how cute.
And, like, the senior will when you're about to graduate, all the fun memories.
Yes.
And we sat and had a great laugh reading that last night. And
That's great.
Those are the things we want to start enjoying.
So this show is all about learning to enjoy relationships instead of always being caught up in the big D word, drama.
Yes.
Drama. You know, we hear it all the time. Social media has made the drama more accessible to us. Used to, it was somebody called you and said, you hear what so-and-so did. Or you ran into somebody at the grocery and guess what? So-and-so's getting a divorce or whatever. Now, everything is just sprinkled out there on social media, whether it's a Twitter or account or Facebook account or Instagram or whatever those all are. You know,
I hear you. And, you know, it kind of has hurt the quality of a lot of our relationships because sometimes we're not thinking before we're posting and we're posting things we probably shouldn't say.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't take it back. There's no takey backies with the internet. And so, yeah, I think it's kind of has hurt some of the quality of our relationship.
Let's talk about the positive side of Facebook and all of these. Let's say Facebook, for instance.
Yeah, the amazing thing is you can find lifelong friends.
You can find them. Absolutely you can. And that has happened to me. And a lot of people that, you know, that have made contact and, hey, how you doing? And, whoa, that's kind of cool.
Friends
you
might not have ever thought you would hear from or see or know how they're just seeing how their life is or
exactly
what their kids are doing. And yes.
And, you know, life is made up of relationships. That's what it's all about. You know, it's about that initial family relationship of looking up into the eyes of your mommy for the first time or your daddy for the first time. And then as life progresses and how you go from that, like just a small circle, you know, of people in your life to more and more and more. And then eventually, you know, so many people.
And there's so many types of relationships.
Yes.
And, you know, we just start out with our family and then like our siblings are, you know, the next big relationship and then cousins. And then we go to school and now we have peers and teachers and just keeps growing.
But I love the fact that we need to really enjoy relationships because, you know, not going majoring on the negative tonight, but so many people's relationships are just made up of drama. And I want you to address that because, and even maybe, I don't know if you can define drama. Most probably people know what we're talking about.
Yeah, the drama is pretty popular. In fact, it's a really popular genre for movies and TV shows. And, you know, and that's just focusing on the problems and making them, probably growing them a little bigger than what they really are.
Right.
And making them to be a bigger deal. And so, you know, it's easy to get caught up in that. It's so easy.
Don't you think a lot of that is attention getting?
It can be. Or it's, you know, sometimes, you know, when we talk about the negative, like, ooh, tell me, you know, give me the dirt. People want to hear the dirt, you know?
Yeah, they do. But Bobby's on it tonight.
But, you know, in relationships, we'll always have drama. They will always have conflicts. There's always going to be some negative thing happening because there's no, when you put two humans together, we're different and there's going to be different perspectives and different ways of doing things. And that's what's so cool is that we're so unique.
Right. It is cool.
But in that uniqueness, it creates, you know, conflicts and things that happen through the nature of relationships.
Right.
And that's okay to have those things, but we can't just sit and focus on them and brood on them and just talk about it all day long.
Oh, my gosh. But that is what so many people do, Doctor. They get so entangled in whether it be Facebook or whatever. Maybe it's just simply the inner workings of the closest people in their lives, and it may not have anything to do with social media. But you just said brood, get entangled with, get discouraged by. Those are all kinds of things that happen to so many people that cause them to not enjoy relationships.
True. So what I'll hear, like some of the patients will come into my office and they'll be like, oh, I'm really having a difficult time with this relationship. And then their natural course is, I need to call this person and tell them about the problem and this person and tell
them. That's right.
And then all we're doing is talking about a problem.
That's exactly right.
And we've grown that problem to be a mountain.
Right.
And then when we're with the person, all we're having is these negative feelings because all I've done was talk about the problem I've had in that relationship. And so I'm not enjoying that relationship.
So
I'm mad about problems.
So if all day for a couple days you've discussed how mean and awful this person is in your life, and then you go out to dinner with them, it's hard to be sweet, kind, and lovely, right?
You're going to be guarded. You're not going to want to share. You're open because you're feeling this negative animosity towards this person.
That you have probably yourself stirred up.
You've stirred it up.
So, you know, it's a common problem. I'm glad we're talking about this tonight because it's a common problem to get so entangled with the negative aspects of relationships, whether that's family, whether that is extended family, whether that is your mother-in-law. I can attest to that from years past, or whether it is coworkers. And it causes all kinds of problems on the job. So let's discuss on the job first. Because you have like 28 people that answer to you, therapists.
And everyone has different personalities.
And they're listening, so be careful what you say.
Yes, they are. And I love you all. Now, the thing is when we start looking for the good in people, like their strengths. Like the things that make them unique, but make them unique in a good way.
Right.
You know, I can sit and look at, you know, a lot of my coworkers and be like, oh, well, here's an issue. Or I can sit and go, oh, my goodness, they do this so amazing. And oh, my goodness, I love this about this person because it just is great. And, you know, this is a positive strength that this person has. And so if we start to be purposeful, look for positive strengths in people.
Positive strengths. Okay. And a lot of us, yes, thank you, because a lot of us are so absolutely, I don't know, preoccupied with the negative. She can't ever even do that right. I mean, or he's such, I hate listening to him in the next cubicle, you know, or whatever the case may be. It's got to be hard in some of these workplaces. I've never been in that environment. My self-employment with real estate and the ministry has kept me out of that kind of a work situation. But I can imagine it's pretty difficult for people that have somebody 2 feet from them all day long, especially if it's somebody that just grinds on them.
You know, yes, and it can be because you're at work a lot of hours a day.
Right.
The cool thing for me is I'm in a really unique position because I'm their supervisor. And
there
so when
you go.
I start to see something that's presenting as a negative, I can pull them in and we can work to make it a strength or we can work to help them work through it or improve it because I'm focusing on what you do well. But we're going to need to navigate this issue a little bit, and we'll work to improve those issues.
Right.
And so that's the cool thing about being a supervisor is that I can take those negatives and use those as growing moments for them. When I'm looking peer-to-peer at work, you know, sometimes it's just about getting to know that person a little bit.
Right.
Maybe they're just going through a hard time, and they don't know how to cope with the stress that's going on, and you know, what about just, hey, let's go out to lunch.
Right.
Let's do non-work and, like, build maybe a little relationship so we can have some commonality.
And don't you think lunch, quote unquote, is a really good thing to do? Breaking bread, you know, with somebody is really a good way to kind of bridge the gap and get to know somebody maybe that's grinding at you and driving you nuts and you wish they would be moved down the hall. But, you know, if you reach out, mm-hmm. and enjoy getting to know somebody and the differences. Perhaps you don't know anything about that person, you know?
You may not know really what's going on, or maybe you just might find out that things aren't really as different as you think they are. Maybe you're just misreading body language or misreading perceptions
which
of what you
so
think
is happening.
Which is
so easy to do.
Yeah.
And tone of voice. And, of course, we've talked about this on the show, but so many people, you know, text, and you can't tell a tone. And you can't tell an inflection in the texting. And yeah, we have emojis, but, you know, sometimes even our communication with our smartphones causes there to be a little rift. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes. It happens. You know, a great example at work. We had some new case managers get hired. And, you know, I'm always rolling down the halls, walking here. And I'm walking with a purpose. So I'm stomping.
Rolling. Do you roller skate down the halls?
No, I'm always walking very fast.
I bet.
And I had my allergies were acting up and my ears were clogged for like 2 weeks. And cornered me. She goes, "Do you not like me?" And I'm like, "What's the matter?" And she's like, "I've been saying hi to you for 2 weeks in the hall, and you don't say anything back." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, my ears were clogged from my allergies. I didn't hear you." And, you know, just laying it out, she could have misread that I was a snotty person and
exactly.
wanted nothing to do with her. Now we have a great working relationship. However, I had no idea.
Okay, but that's really cool that she said, she approached you, "Do you not like me?" Do you know that that is what most people don't do?
Yes.
They don't approach a situation for clarity. I mean, instead, they take it and say, "Oh, she doesn't like me. Everybody hates me. I think I'll go eat worms.
She's so mean, blah, blah, blah." Yeah. And so sometimes we're just misreading something or
Right.
And that's where those one-on-one moments are so vital.
And not just a text.
No, like, let's talk together. Let's go, you know, have lunch. Let's do something not work related and build that relationship in a different way.
And that's where relationships grow, when time is spent. And it's when you have preconceived ideas about somebody based on maybe their body language or based on the fact you think their husband makes more money than your husband, or, you know, on and on, right? I mean,
true. And, you know, there's just going to be some people that no matter how much you try or how things work, it's just not going to be a relationship that's going to be your favorite, but you can still have some enjoyable moments.
And still learn from it and still
absolutely.
Have some, yes, absolutely. I know when I first became a realtor, clear back in the early 90s, I was blessed to be in a wonderful Century 21 office over in Tampa with Jimmy and Eleanor Dunn, who owned it, still very close friends of mine. And Jimmy and Eleanor believed in having a lot of get-togethers. And we'd go down the street to Chili's, or we'd go wherever, you know, back room of a restaurant, or right there in the office. We'd have parties, you know, right in the office. And it was those times that we formed those friendships. And now, seriously, I am still good friends with a lot of the people I worked with 25 years ago. I see them. I go out to lunch once in a while. I talk to them, whatever. We have a party at Christmas every year. I mean, we have maintained those relationships, and I value their friendships.
And it takes effort.
Takes effort.
You have
Ooh,
to be
that's
purposeful.
A good point. It takes effort, and you have to be purposeful. So, yeah, there you go.
But yes, work and professional relationships can be really amazing relationships and
they
great
can.
Places of support in our lives. And we build those by taking those times.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And sometimes we're blessed to work for a company that has the foresight to say, let's do team building exercises.
Right.
Let's do things that help us get to, you know, knock down those walls and get
That's
to learn
each
other.
That's what these people do. Yeah.
And sometimes we are to companies that don't see the value in that, but it doesn't mean we can't take those steps out.
But I think all of that being true, it comes from a place where each of us as an individual wants to enhance our day, each day, and not just put in the time. Do you know what I'm saying?
True. You're there a lot of hours. You know, sometimes as simple as stopping off at the Dunkin' Donuts and bringing in a couple dozen donuts and sticking them in the break room makes people feel happy. When you smile, people will smile back.
Happiness is really a good thing, don't you think?
It is.
I know that all those years now, real estate's so different. My company, most of us work from home, but back then it was a team thing, and it was competition in the office, and it was talking about our new listings and making memories, funny things. We still laugh at Christmas parties now of things that happened 20 years ago, stories that are still funny about when we went to list this house and what happened and, you know, things like that. And so, you know, as an encouragement, listeners, your work, we're talking about our workplace right this minute, but your workplace doesn't have to be a place of dread and drudgery.
No, it doesn't have to be that way.
One person can turn it around.
So if you come into work with the attitude, "Oh, I don't want to be here, I don't like it here," well, it's going to be what you want. So start lurking at changing your attitude, like, okay, this is my job, this is what I'm choosing to do, and I'm going to have a good day.
There you go. We're talking about enjoying relationships, and we're going to talk about other kinds of relationships right after the break. But we've got two great songs we want to play that we want to hear. Oh, here we go. Listen.
Note for note, don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rettenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Great song. Thank you, Bobby. You're listening to Go Yard, and we are here every Thursday night at 6.06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is a life coaching show. It's all about making the best of your life. Go Yard means hit a home run. That's baseball slang. Baseball slang. I'll get it right in a minute. And it means hitting home run instead of striking out in life. So our shows, we really try like that. We really try our best to point people in good, healthy directions in these different topics we talk about, don't we? I'm Mama Mac. Along with me, Dr. Angel Falzoni, our resident expert, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. And we always have so much fun on these shows. And we encourage you to catch up on ones you've missed. Go to our website, which is goyard2014.org, O-R-G. It's not a .com. Goyard2014.org. And we've got tons of our shows, most of them. And the ones for April, the addiction series, will be up on our website in the next week or two. So in the meantime, we just encourage you to listen and tell friends about the show. We'd love to hear from you. And our Google Voice text number that you can text us during the show or anytime is 727-888-4171. Or if you want to call in during the show now, we have a few more minutes. If you have a comment or a question, the number is 727-441-3000. And so, Dr. Angel, we're talking about relationships. We're talking about enjoying relationships,
yes,
aren't we?
We are.
We're not talking about problems tonight. No. We're talking about positive things, right?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What about the situation where you have a relationship, a friendship now? We're talking about friendships, okay? That you, maybe you've known these people for a long time, this person, whoever. Or maybe it's a fairly new relationship. And you feel like you're being used all the time instead of, you know, there's a dynamic missing in the relationship. Some of our listeners may have this going on in their lives, maybe with a family member. You could have the same type of thing where you feel like when they want to spend time with you, then it's up that they, you know, they insist. But when you can't, for whatever reason, they get mad, or when you have some time, they're never available. Talk to me about all that kind of dynamic.
Well, you know, those kinds of things happen in relationships, and that's really not uncommon to experience. And so sometimes it's just planning ahead. So if wanting to do an activity with a person, you know, or having a hard time lining up our schedules because we're busy or they're busy or things are going, well, let's plan ahead. And sure, when can we line up our schedules, even if it's 2 or 3 or 4 weeks out? Let's not get off this phone until we figured out a time we can align our schedules, and let's plan on doing something fun instead of getting angry or frustrated or disappointed that it just can't happen when we want it to.
Right.
And, you know, one person, you know, sometimes we feel like the other person may not really be trying. Like, they might call and say, oh, let's go out tonight. Oh, you can't go out tonight? Okay, never mind, I tried. How about you call them and say, hey, let's plan. When can we go out?
Right.
And take initiative instead of just getting angry that it can't happen in that moment.
Some people are just for that moment. You know, they don't plan ahead like you're talking about. They don't think about the, you know, the schedule of somebody else, or they're wanting to sabotage it.
And that happens, and those are kind of unhealthy relationships. And so you kind of have to look at that as a flag, but we can always make that extra effort.
Sure.
You know, I think a lot of times in our relationships is we expect the other person to make that extra effort.
Right.
And I like to challenge people, what would happen if you did it?
That's a novel, new idea.
What would happen if you took that extra step and made that extra effort?
Exactly.
And put something together.
So we're talking about enjoying relationships. And, you know, relationships can be so much fun.
They can.
You can create so many memories. You can go places. You can see movies. You can go to a driving range. There's so many things that in our modern society that you can do for fun, right?
They can be as active or inactive as you want. I mean, it can be as simple as finding a pretty spot and getting a nice cold drink and just chit-chatting to go rock climbing or bowling.
Have you done that lately?
I haven't done it lately, but I have done it. But there's a lot of really cool things you can do. And so it's just about finding something fun and happy that you both like or enjoy doing.
But, you know, what we're talking about here is activity. And there's a lot of people that get, especially as they get older, get very sedentary, mm-hmm. Want to stay home. Mm-hmm. I've known people who isolate and don't return calls for weeks on end. Oh, I didn't see your text, or I didn't hear your phone, or I didn't get your message, you know, and it's like 6 weeks later, you know. Because part of that, I think, is because they want it that way.
Well, sometimes that happens, you know, but here's where taking the extra step can come in. You know, it's funny, had this happen this week. Well, you're bringing up my whole week.
I didn't know. This is great.
I had a friend who was trying to connect, and, you know, our schedules kind of weren't aligned. You know what? She just showed up on the doorstep, and I happened to be home, and it was great. We had a cold drink. We had a great conversation. Shared, you know, dinner, and it was really great,
and
had she not just took the extra effort to drive by and see if I was home, we wouldn't have had that.
Now, you know what, that's a great example of putting effort into a relationship and enjoying the moment, and even if it's just that spontaneous.
It was, and it was fun, it was great, and we had a great time, and I'm glad she did it.
You know, a lot of times we think that we can't be spontaneous because it won't work out, or somebody won't be home, or somebody will always be busy, or whatever. But I think that's part of enjoying a relationship.
It really is. And so we get so afraid of that rejection that we don't want to put ourselves out there.
Bam, I got to hit the bell on that, because that's what that is. That's afraid of being rejected and somebody going, no, I can't. And then you feel.
So here's the deal. You can keep a little notebook in your car. I have like a little pad that I use for writing, like your pad here in the studio. I use for writing like phone messages on the road. So if I stop by someone's house impromptu and they're not home, I can just leave a happy little note. Hey, I stopped by. Just want to see how you're doing. Thinking about you. You know, how cool to come home from work and see a nice little love note on your door about someone who was thinking about you.
Yeah, that is cool. That is really cool. Yeah.
And so instead of being afraid of the rejection, put ourselves out there and turn it into a positive.
Okay, that's what we're talking about on this show. And enjoying relationships has a lot to do with our own initiative, doesn't it?
It does, and how we look at it. So we can decide to focus on the problems and focus on the things that don't work the way we want them, or we can take the extra step and help create more positive experiences.
So what if you have a friend who never makes any gesture, never calls or never is available or whatever, and the person goes, you know, this just isn't working. I mean, it's okay to not continue relationships, maybe somebody that you've known forever, but it just seems like their life is changing. I remember when I was younger, a lot of times when people were dating somebody new or they were just in a new relationship, they just didn't have time, you know, to go out with their girlfriends or whatever the case may be. That can happen. That's part of life.
It is totally a part of life. And here's the thing. If a relationship really isn't working, don't force it. Well, sometimes we have friendships for seasons of our lives. Sometimes they're in for short seasons, longer seasons. And if a season's kind of, you know, died out, it's okay to let go of that. It doesn't mean that it may not get reignited in a later season in life. It just means that this season in life, this friendship is, you know, kind of fizzled. We kind of changed or gone different paths or not aligning.
Right.
And it's not so much of a rejection. It's the national, you know, it's a natural ebb and flow of relationships.
Of relationships. I've heard this said, and I'm sure you've heard it too, that where people are in our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Yes.
Do you want to amplify on that? Reason, season, lifetime.
So sometimes people enter our life for something specific, like we have small kids and they're hanging out and we're doing play dates. And now all of a sudden the kids go to school and, you know, they've made new groups of friends. And so that's kind of the reason.
Right.
Or, you know, things like that. You know, a season could be a few years of our lives, or if we're going through like a divorce or something and we meet up with people who have similar experiences and we kind of use it, you know, we're healing with each other in those relationships. And then when we've healed, we kind of let go of that sometimes. And then lifetime are those friends that we make at some point in our younger journey, and they just, no matter how much life has changed or we have changed, the relationship has grown
It's there. And a lot of times that's our family too, you know.
True.
Most of our family members are people in our lives for a lifetime. For better or for worse. But not always. Not always. Okay. So I hear you saying on this show tonight, Doctor, that people really, if you want to enjoy relationships, you need to have an active part in that relationship.
You do. So if you're feeling, you know, disappointed, or you're feeling like, wow, this is really not how I envision this relationship, how about take that extra step to help give it a little boost.
Right.
Help encourage it to be a little bit more like you had envisioned it.
Right.
And instead of expecting someone else to read your mind or take the first step.
Oh, I think that is exactly what people do. And then they get their feelings hurt. You know, in the ministry, in church, I have seen this so many times that people come in and they sit in the same place in church, let's say, or their friend that sits beside them was always there, and then one day that friend sits someplace else, and their feelings are totally hurt.
And they have no idea what happened. Instead of asking, like,
say, hey,
oh,
you
are
didn't
you
come
upset
sit
or
with
what
me.
Happened?
Yeah.
You know, they might need to sit closer to the bathroom because they were having a health problem.
Exactly.
And we're all mad and thinking it's rejection, and that's where we have to communicate.
And, you know, I think that's a huge word for this show is communication, because relationships are not just, you know, something that you, back in Pony Express days, you write a letter and it gets over to California 4 weeks later on the back of a horse, you know. It's a fluid thing.
It's very fluid.
It's not long. There shouldn't be big, long spaces of time. Now, sometimes there are.
And there's some of those friendships that, you can talk to somebody once a year, and it's like there was never time or distance, and there are some of those types of friendships, and that's okay if that's what that relationship is. You know, I heard a quote that said the greatest distance between two people is miscommunication.
Oh, my gosh, I got to write that down. That is so, there you go. He is just on it tonight.
He really is. I love it.
Yeah, the greatest distance between two people is miscommunication. And boy, if that is not true. And you made a point a minute ago, Doctor, and you said some people expect you to read their mind. And you don't mean that like psychic type stuff.
No.
You mean that people expect you to know what they're feeling,
what they feel. Right.
And as a therapist, would you say that we need to tell people what we need?
Absolutely.
In one form or another.
Yes, we do, because people may not know what it is you need or want or desire. And so what happens is I don't tell you what I need, want, but you're not doing it. Now I'm mad at you. And
right.
We're living in this false being mad at everybody. And the other person might have been really willing to do it. They had no idea you needed that.
Exactly. Let's take this discussion to the another level of relationships, as what we call in this day and age, significant others.
Okay.
And or marriage, okay. Engagement, you know, that type of relationship. This can be a real problem in relationships when people do not communicate, correct?
Yes. Totally a huge problem. Communication, you know, the closer the relationship, the more vital communication is important to that relationship, because you're with that person all the time or you see them more frequently, and it's so easy to just really expect the person I live with to know what I need or want. Why
exactly.
They couldn't see that dish in the sink, or they didn't see that towel on the floor, or whatever. They didn't know I needed them to eat dinner with me, you know. No, they might not know that.
And, you know, these are real problems that people face, and it's hard to enjoy. What happens is when annoyances build up,
mm-hmm.
then things get blown out of proportion sometimes, and people get mad over things that are not even that important.
True.
It's like the straw that broke the camel's back syndrome.
They get a small trigger, and then this huge explosion happens, and it's because they have felt for this long time that you just weren't doing what you needed to do, but they didn't tell you what it is that they needed you to do.
Right.
And so usually the closer the relationship, sometimes the less we really communicate.
Right.
We just kind of think it's there.
And it happens in marriages. It happens in relationships like this where it just kind of gets stale over time and where there's not a lot of fun. But a lot of that is that people don't build fun into their lives, I believe.
They don't. And, you know, it's funny because when we're dating, you know, it's
focused, that's different.
It's all about fun.
Yeah.
We focus about having fun, going out and doing enjoy, getting to know each other and doing it while we're
having
fun.
Long walks on the beach.
True story. And then we, you know, get in a more permanent relationship, and well, the fun kind of goes because now we're working, paying bills, cleaning house, taking care of
the
kids or whatever is
right.
in our path.
Right.
And fun's kind of gone. We did that. No, you need to continue doing that.
Oh, yeah. 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 I got to say, my parents were just great at that. And they always dressed alike color-wise, you know. And they loved going to ball games. They loved getting out and going places, having people over for dinner. And it didn't matter. As they got older, they still did so much. And it was an example to us to really keep those relationships alive, you know? Now they're
yes.
both in heaven, and they have a great relationship in heaven now.
And it is. And to keep it alive is we have to enjoy them. And
exactly.
enjoying them is doing something fun. And then what I'll hear a lot of, well, we don't have the money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It doesn't take money to have fun.
No, it doesn't really.
It really doesn't. You know, you can go for a walk around the block and
right.
just have a conversation, and, you know, without distractions, or, you know, have a grill out in your backyard and sit and enjoy those moments. It
right.
doesn't have to be this extravagant activity or this vacation to call it fun. And you need to do it, and you need to do it a lot.
You need to do it a lot, because that's where the fun memories come in,
you know? Right. I have some couples, well, we go on vacation every year for 2 weeks, so we're working all year, so we're saving up our fun for our two-week vacation. And I'm like, yeah, how does that work for you?
Yeah.
Because if you fed a human for 2 weeks out of the year, would they still
right.
be alive next year? No.
That's a good point.
But we're expecting that relationship to be thriving when we're only feeding it once a year.
Exactly.
We need to feed it often with little things.
Well, I am very blessed in our family, my two sisters and I and all of our 10 children and now all their spouses and all their kids. And it's like 55 people now, believe
wow.
it or not. Yeah, it came from mom and dad. But, you know, one thing we do is we try to get together every every few weeks or every couple months or at least a couple times a year. And that's where the memories are talked about, the funny things. Remember when Dad, we don't have Dad and Mom now, but remember when Dad and Mom, remember Dad would tell that story? Remember how we'd all laugh just because we had to, you know? Those kinds of memories bond the next generation together.
Absolutely, it does. And so having fun bonds relationships.
It does.
Yeah. No matter what that relationship is, if it's a coworker, a friend, a family, a spouse, your child, we need to have fun and we need to do it on purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And amazing things can be fun. We had a good time cleaning out that closet when we were finding all these old treasures. It was fun. The kids are sitting around and they're like, oh my gosh, Mom, you were silly in high school. But you know what? They got to see a whole different little side of their mom at their age.
Yes.
And we had a great family moment. And it was impromptu doing a task and
yes.
became a fun moment.
Well, and we do this at church, but we also do it in our family. Games are fun. My granddaughter, my only granddaughter, and her husband, Rylan and Taylor, were here with me for about a week, just a couple weeks ago with their little babies. And when the girls would get to bed, they're twins, when they go to bed, then we would get out the dominoes and play Mexican train and games, you know, and have fun, just not just chatting, but being silly and
yes.
I'm going to beat you this round. And, you know, competition, things like that make for fun relationships, don't you think?
They do. And so, you know, relationships may have their, you know, struggles and their problems, but if we're not building into the happy memories, why are we hanging on to these relationships?
I know.
So
yeah.
we need to bring that positive energy back and spark this relationship, whatever it is.
Absolutely. And if it is a relationship where everything is very negative and you leave an evening feeling like, wow, I wish I had not gone there and listened to all that, then it's okay to terminate relationships, right?
There
or
are times we need to
them.
Do that. Sometimes we just need to back off. Sometimes we need to walk
yeah.
away. Sometimes, you know, and that's okay too. It doesn't make you a bad person because a friendship or relationship didn't work out.
You know, I think this society now, we are so, the news, everything is negative. It's drama. It's, you know, our news is full of who crashed into what car and, you know, just so many things that are not good. There you go. Like that, it is. We get enough of that.
We do. And so, and we're feeding it more and we're feeding it through our relationships. And so instead of picking up that phone and calling everybody and saying, oh, you won't believe what such and such did to me this time, stop. How about, why don't you and such go do something fun?
There you go. And, you know, I remember when I was first married, we didn't have any money, so we were both in college. And so we would, our evening consisted of when we had an evening that was free from not studying, was to invite a couple over and we played euchre. We played cards, you know, and great memories. And it didn't cost, it was pretzels and a Coke, you
yes.
know, because that's the only kind of, we didn't have the money to do anything else. But we understood the value of that social connection and not just staying us four no more type concept, which so many people do. You know what I mean?
They absolutely do. And here's the thing. They isolate themselves from
yes.
relationships because they're afraid of those negative feelings and those rejections. So if I don't put myself out there, then I'm not going to feel those hurt.
Right.
You know what? You can't have the joy
right.
without risk.
That's right.
And yes, there are going to be relationships that just disappoint you and hurt you. It happens, but the good totally outweighs. The positive
totally outweighs. Yeah.
You know, when you talk about longevity of life, research shows people who have friends and are more connected have longer life expectancies.
Exactly. Well, it gets your mind out of yourself. You know, so often when we isolate, when we don't spend any time, you know, communicating with our spouse or with our friends or family or whatever, it's just easy to get into the negative and to get into the feeling sorry for yourself mode.
True, it is true, and that happens. And,
depression.
You know, the other trap I see people get into is they just have one person. This is my one person. I do have a relationship. This is my one person, be it a friend, a spouse, you know, whoever. This is my one person, and that's my risk. And no, we need to have lots of relationships,
you know,
in lots of ways.
In a lot of ways, and it is fun for me as a pastor, as a, you know, different things I do, real estate. I love my clients. I love now I'm on Facebook with them, and when their kids are doing things, and it is just fun to continue to build those relationships and watch our friends and our family grow.
It is. It's healthy, and it's feeding us, and it's feeding positive stuff into us, and it's actually growing our immune systems and doing physically positive things to us.
Right.
And we just cultivate having some fun in our relationships.
Oh, I know.
Enjoying it.
Absolutely. I think every time we have an opportunity to have some new life experience where, you know, we don't know anybody, we go into it and we really don't know anybody, whatever, you be the outgoing one.
Yeah. Introduce yourself. Go say hi. You know, don't wait for people to approach you.
Right. Exactly.
And be, oh, nobody talked to me all night. It was terrible. Well, who did you talk to?
That's right.
No one. Why not?
Right. Right.
And so turn it around.
Take
control and be proactive.
Right.
Take your power.
And realize the value of having healthy relationships and fun in your life. I think a lot of people have given up fun years ago. They think they're too old for fun. You know, and that's one thing I got to tell you. My parents never gave up fun. They never did. And Dad still told the same old jokes to the point that we would had them numbered. You know, oh, here comes number 65. Let's get ready to laugh. Let's just save him the time of telling it, and we'll just laugh. You know, but he really, and Mom too, they were fun. They enjoyed life. And, you know, this is a show about that.
It is. And we need to enjoy our relationships.
Yeah.
And that means get active, get engaged. Make a plan, and
right.
if our, you know, our plan's not lining up today, all right, let's make a plan for when it will line up, and we'll do it then, and
exactly.
it's going to be okay.
Yeah. I just came back from Mexico a few weeks ago, you know, and did some mission work and met so many new people, and the video of that trip just came in today, and they've been working on it, and I'll tell you what, it's exciting to see all the people I met and the outreach and just how they have already expanded my life, but it took an initiative stepping out and doing it, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's what I think we're saying today. Healthy relationships are fun. If you've got some unhealthy ones, then get some advice or do things different, right?
Right. Do it different. So don't sit back and become like the victim of your circumstances.
Yes.
Get out and make a change. Do it different. Hey, let's go
right.
grab a Coke and go sit, you know, at the McDonald's or the Panera's or the Starbucks.
Exactly.
And, you know, bring your board game or whatever it is
right.
that you enjoy doing. You are lined up with this person because there's things you had in common at some point.
Right.
Grow those.
Exactly. Developing healthy relationships, enjoying relationships
enjoying
is
it.
What this is all about. Because you drive away from a circumstance where maybe you put yourself out there a little bit and you went to a party you didn't think you would be comfortable at, and then you met somebody and you really were. So sum all this up, Doctor. I put that in your lap.
Oh, goodness.
What a great show.
For the end of a Thursday night. Really, the sum of it is let's not focus on what's going wrong with the relationship. I'm not saying we ignore it. I'm not saying we don't deal with it. I'm saying let's not make it the topic of focus. I'm saying why don't we focus on making happy and positive memories with that person?
Right.
You know, when we can build that relationship through positive stuff, then we can deal with some of those conflicts and negative things in a whole different perspective.
Absolutely.
Because now I know, really, this is worth investing in. We do connect. We have a great time. And
right.
this is feeding what I need.
Exactly.
And what you need. And
right.
that's what we need.
Right.
And so let's put ourselves out there. Don't wait for someone else to do it first. You do it first.
Exactly. Is there any way we can get Pharrell's song back on here?
I can do that.
Why don't
we close it out?
Yeah, just a second here. So check us out this Saturday and Sunday, StarcomRadioNetwork.com, 12 noon Eastern. This show will be on both days, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Tell a friend at 12 noon Eastern. This has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you all about enjoying our relationships tonight. We're going to end tonight with that great, wonderful song that makes me happy every time I hear it and every time I see Pharrell do it. See you next week, guys.
Good night. Come back.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.